Wake up, wake up.
Betty on
the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
The fastest man ever in sevens rugby. This guy, I mean, to watch him on the field. The record try-scoring machine for the Blitzbox, and now at the Stormers, the legend that is Siyabela Sanatla!
Brother!
In the house.
This is a good thing, man. You guys give me so much energy. I want to come here every single day.
Please, you're welcome.
Man, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Listen, let me tell you, it is so lekker to have you here. It's an exciting time of the year. I mean, what's not to love about Cape Town in December? Because let's face the facts. You can easily put on a sevens jersey, run out there, and compete with the best of the best.
Rakata, I don't know right now. Eh? The edge is there.
Nah, brother.
The legs are feeling a little bit heavy. I'm heavy as well as a person. I don't know.
I know.
Maybe the chat. The chat is still there. You know, I can make a hell of a noise.
I know.
Only chats right now, man.
The players now, they're back from Dubai. There's victory there. You know what it's like to win. You know what it's like to be in this tournament on the winning team. What will the players be feeling now? Obviously, they're focused on this weekend, Siyabela. What's going through their mind? They just want to get out there and play?
I think at large, because what's been looming in the past couple of years, I think they're thinking heavily about winning Dubai and blundering Cape Town. And obviously, that's the chat around the street as well.
Sure. Mm.
So they're hearing it from everybody. When they go to gym, they're hearing it. You know, when they go to the field, they're hearing it. When they go to the shop, they're hearing it. So those thoughts are looming through their minds.
Yeah.
And all they're thinking about is like, please don't blunder it. Please don't blunder it. But like, we have to talk about these things, right?
Yeah.
So I reckon, you know, the management will do their dues and obviously talk about the elephant in the room. Let the guys be comfortable with it.
Sure.
It's a living thing, you know?
It is.
And attack it with embrace rather than try to shy away from it.
Yeah.
And move that way. So they will talk about it, but that's the biggest thing for them right now. You know, they had a brilliant, brilliant weekend last week.
Yes.
It was amazing. Blitzbox are back, man.
Yeah, they are.
You know, it's so, I always get excited when I see you because there's no player, well, there's lots of players I know that have that same focus, but when you focus and your mind is on that field, I've been right on the field when the Blitzbox have played in a final of a sevens tournament. And I watch Siyabela and I watch him go into this mode, right? He blocks out that whole stadium. He can hear the stadiums, but he is in that zone of being present on that field and with one mission in his mind, and that's to win.
Yeah.
And
that's
you just have no idea. I mean, Siya talks about blunders. I mean, you there's only seven of you. Right, when that ball comes your way, you ain't dropping that ball. You know, you've got to hold on to that for your dear life and go. And it's highly physical.
As much as I love you, right? I love you to bits, but when I'm there, I don't even see you. It's just one of those things, man. Like you just, they call it the zone.
Yeah
like you're in the zone. Just one of those things where you're pretty much doing what you love, what you're passionate about, and you're so entrenched in this thing that, you know, nothing else in the world matters in that moment.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I'll kiss and hug you. But in that moment, I'm sorry, man. It's all that.
It's so true. Afterwards, when he comes, hey, how's it? Like, almost like, where have you been? Yeah. Like, I've been on the side of the field, Siyabela. I've been watching you. We're with the legend that is Siyabela Sanatla, ladies and gents. This man, I can tell you now, next year is going to be a big year. It's going to be a big year for sevens rugby as well. Mm. And I really think that there's still a place. And what you know what tournament I'm talking about, eh? You know, I saw some messages on socials. I saw Antoine de Pont say next year's gonna be a big year. The man who we've seen light up the field, light up the, and not just once, time and time again. And a man who's still doing it, you know, for the Storm, is playing the 15-man game, but sevens, the physicality in sevens rugby. I mean, you are just every week in, week out. The recovery time, if you think about it, I mean, 4 days ago, their bodies were like in the front line being hammered.
It's mad.
A couple of days off, boom, again.
It's mad. I went to the hotel yesterday just to say how's it to the boys. Most of them were still sleeping. They say fatigue doesn't get you immediately. It gets you about like 72 hours post. So they were still done. I obviously have to start getting back at it now. They had a session yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were about to go to the gym when I was there. So yeah, they're still hurting a little bit. I think there'll be a cash on Thursday, and then it's like, do it again.
Yeah.
It's borderline insanity. To be quite honest. We mad people.
And then, I mean, we were talking out off air, and you know, Siyabela, you've been playing your rugby here for a while. It's a tough city to play rugby in, because Cape Town in December, when everybody else is stuck going, it's December, boss. You guys are going like, nah,
pre-season.
We're training.
Yeah, it's become a little bit different. While I was at the Sevens, it was still the same. I mean, like, for us, this is the start of the season, so you have to maintain a focus
exactly
until this tournament, and then you can have a Christmas break. But moving on to 15s now with the Stormers, like, we are peak season. I think the boys are playing on Boxing Day or something
100%.
Like that. It's mad. So we had to kind of like adjust to that. I know the first year was very difficult. The guys were like, no ways. We just had Christmas, like, we're playing tomorrow. What is that? It's madness. But it's your job, as we say.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And you get used to it. And like I said, I'm going to allude to what I said earlier. If you love and have a passion for something, it's not really a job, man.
Yeah.
You're there having fun. Yeah. You're in your element. I mean, nothing better can actually come.
Absolutely.
Out of not doing that. You just want to be doing that the whole time. So it's great to actually be in that space.
Absolutely. And, you know, for all the years that I've known Siyabela, and we're in so many groups together, Sia and I, and of like-minded, just athletes that have given back and have been of great service to the country.
Yeah.
We're in groups, and I don't know how, I mean, I'm not an athlete that's given back of my time.
You're a legend, bro. you're a damn legend. I'm actually the one that feels like that I don't belong. Because, like, according to what these people have done, I've done nothing, man. These people inside here, have done great things.
C and I will find ourselves on in Plett, in the middle of no man's land, in a quiet little place in Jeffrey's Bay, not Plett, sorry, J Bay.
Yes, J Bay.
Standing at the bar together, looking at going, Siyabela, how did we get here? What are we doing here? What are we doing on a surfboard tomorrow?
it's madness.
And we're doing it again next.
Man.
It is.
Life is beautiful.
And it's beautiful when you get to share it with people that have contributed so greatly to a sport that we're so proud of. Yep. You know, you're such an amazing role model. It's a privilege to know you, to go and spend any time with you. I mean, people are in awe. I could never deal with people coming to me day in, day out going, Siyabela, let's talk rugby. For a second, you want to take, like, let's talk something else for a change.
Yep.
Let's talk about the weather. But day in, day out, you get
know
it.
What? You can't understand when you're in that space that not everyone is going to see you every day, and they don't know if they're going to see you ever again. Once they see you, I know you live in your life every day and you see yourself every day, but people don't see you every day.
Sure.
So when they come to you, you have that mindset of, they're probably not going to see me again. They have this opportunity, and they're so elated to have this opportunity. So you try to give them the time of day.
Yeah.
It's just human. I know sometimes we do get frustrated because we're human beings and we don't want that all the time. But
exactly.
I kind of like remind myself, like, hey, dude, this person doesn't live your life every day, you know?
Yeah. Spot
they on. Might not, yeah, this is maybe the first and last time they see you, so.
Yeah.
Siwi, can we address the elephant in the room? Olympics 2023.
Yes.
You put it on social media.
I've been working.
Come on.
My trainer, Murray Ingram, he's been saying, dude, I'm working so hard with you right now for that. Like, literally, you have to go back. You have to go back. It's always poking. You never know, man. You see the point just trying to, like...
It's going to happen. Olympics. I got Olympic gold. Back. Olympic gold for you.
We don't have that, so we might run for it, eh?
Come on. I'm talking it into existence. I'm talking, you heard it first and smile. I'm talking it into existence. Siyabela Sonatla, Olympic gold for the Blitzbox.
Here we go.
And you know who's coming to first when he gets back home?
Smiling.
Roger.
Bring the candles. This man is first, guys.
Brinsley said, I must tell you, tell Siyabela, Brinsley says hi. Hey, man, you must see that guy's wine collection. Of note. It's
man.
So Brinsley says, how's it?
How's it, Brins? Salute, man. Salute.
Siyabela, always a lekker having you here with us, my friend. I know this weekend you go into it feeling so proud about being there, and you know, you've still got, like I said, you say, oh man, the legs and the body's feeling like it's been, but let me tell you something, you, my friend, have still got it to go out there next year and bring us back gold at the Olympics in terms of seven. So I can't to watch that on TV, tears will run down of pride will run down my cheek to watch you do that, my friend.
Now let me invite the rest of Cape Town to come through. I mean, tickets are from 150, I think it is. Let's do that, guys. Let's support the Bliss Box. I know they had a rocky year last year. We all up in arms. But, you know, they went running in Dubai. And they're looking very good. They worked really hard. And they understand that they made the jersey they let the jersey down a little bit. So they're trying to make up for that. Let's get them like, let's get behind them like we got behind the box, right?
Yeah.
Go behind the box and they brought it home. Let's get behind the boys. They'll bring it home. That's what we do.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, there'll be only one. Siabella Sanatla.
Follow us on Instagram
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.